This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And now on Joy 94.9. It's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Catching Up. Thank you so much for the last show, Spirit Lounge.
Oh, good evening.
I think it was their last show for the grid.
Oh, really? Was it, Sweetheart?
Yes.
Tony, was that it for them?
Yes, and that's...
No more. Spirit Lounge.
They're having a break.
Right.
And we've got Lefto Pinko filling their space next week. We just met the charming man. I've forgotten his name already, but he was very charming.
He was a charming man,
wasn't he, darling? And he said he's going to have a political rant between 8 and 9 o'clock every Tuesday night. But we are still going to be here. Mm-hmm. Catching up on Joy.
Because we're very political too, so that'll blend in well, won't it, Tony?
We are so political.
Well, we try and be politically incorrect. Well, Jamie does.
Dolly, welcome back, by the way.
Well, I just can't help myself, actually. Oh, I don't try.
I know, but your neck's all right now?
Oh, yeah. I survived. Thanks, darling.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Painting today I did, actually. Oh. That could have well put my neck back out again. Painted the back deck, darling.
God, you're good.
Fascinating lesbian talk, isn't it, darling?
You're a very practical lesbian. I do admire
What's on the show tonight, gorgeous?
So, obviously, in the month of March and April, it's all about Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So, to continue our theme, because we've had a few wonderful guests and we've got another fabulous guest tonight.
Oh, we've got a guest tonight, right? Because we've had Ethel Chopp. We've had Ethel Chopp. The boys, you know.
We've had Warwick and Darren from the new play.
Yes, what new play was it called?
Always. I was going to say never say never again.
Never say never, always.
And we've also had...
Right. Who else?
Tonight's show, our special guest is the wonderful Anne Edmonds.
Anne Edmonds, stunning.
Now, she's got a fabulous show coming up called The Quartered Cabbage, and it's at the Melbourne Town Hall.
Right.
But she's going to be called... We're going to call her about 9.30 tonight to have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And we might play
one of her wonderful songs, because Anne's a good friend of ours
Well, she's a good friend of yours, darling, isn't she?
Well, yes.
Yes.
I milk that one.
Yes. She's like second cousin or something, isn't she, darling?
Yes, it's a long story. Yeah. But also, who else have we got on tonight?
Well, darling, I'm going to play a little bit of Joel Creasy and a little bit of Fiona O'Loughlin. A couple of clips from them. I've also got some fabulous music, darling. I've got the Spinners. I've got Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
They're a Melbourne nine-piece R&B soul kind of a band.
Don't you love good local music?
Yeah, loving that.
Love it.
But look, it's time now, darling, for a bit of Damon Harris.
Oh, fabulous.
Damon Harris. We're going back to 1978. Gorgeous.
Ooh, shake your groove thing.
It's called It's Music, spookily enough. Where are we, darling?
Oh, my God. I'm thinking the Crocodile Bar upstairs of Burke Street 76.
Oh, lots of big bite cocktails. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Music with Damon Harris, 1978. Did you feel the music, darling?
I felt the music through me.
I love those bongo drums. Do you like the bongo drums?
I love that track.
Gets you going, doesn't it?
What an opener.
It's your dancing, sweetheart.
It is, isn't it?
We like our disco here, don't we, Danny?
We do. It is all about music. Mm-hmm. It is all about disco music and catching up. What's especially about the month of March and April.
Here are the drums again.
Ooh. And we love a big entrance and a final farewell.
What's coming up, Donnie? What are we talking about?
So, because it is Melbourne Comedy Festival, we want to ask our listeners the question tonight, what makes you laugh?
Yes, what makes you tee-hee?
Absolutely. SMS us, 0427-JOY-949. Give us a call, because Jerry's on the desk waiting to take your call.
Hello, Jerry.
1300-JOY-949.
He's so committed, that Jerry, isn't he?
Why
bother?
I know.
But he does, doesn't he?
He does.
Good on him.
And or you can email us on air at joy.org.au and tell us what makes you laugh. Dolly, what makes you laugh?
You do, darling. Every time I look at you, I laugh.
You always make me laugh, sweetheart.
I laugh hysterically. As soon as I see your little smile, I do, darling, I do.
Now, other than painting the deck,
yes.
What else have you been up to?
Oh, darling, I thought you were going to talk about your, about your little thing.
Is that cue the music, Dolly? Time? Is it cue the music time? Oh.
You're talking about
Judy Garland. And Fred Astaire. Oh. It was 1948. And the film was... Easter Parade. So it was a fabulous. It was a fabulous film. 1948. It had the wonderful big three hits of Easter Parade, We're a Couple of Swells, and Stepping Out with My Baby.
Stepping out with my baby.
Okay.
Who sang that? Doris Day.
Oh, no, Judy Garland.
Oh, okay. But Doris Day did a version of it too. Oh, we've lost lost all three of
them. I know, Maggie's turned off. So the reason why I do that is because every year, because it is Easter this weekend, every year, Good Friday, friends of ours, Tony and Jeremy, throw an Easter bonnet party.
Oh, do they, darling?
So we have to create our own Easter bonnets. And go to the house and generally get sloshed.
Right.
And have a hoot of a day.
Right.
Last year's theme was the French theme. Mm. This year is Asia. So I have created, well, Andrew and I have created bonnets of distinction. And I think.
Bonnets of distinction.
And I think what we will do is after we will post on our Catching Up on Facebook page.
Yes.
We will post some wonderful bonnets. Because Easter's a... Because, you know, four-day weekend, doll. Four-day weekend.
You've got too much time on your hands, haven't you, darling?
I know. I don't have a child. I need a hobby, that's why.
Little Ash is wearing her Easter bunny ears, my little seven-year-old.
Do you have to do, like, the
She's
bunny...
getting well excited, darling, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, the Sunday, the drop-off. The drop-off of all thousands of chocolate eggs in the backyard. Amazing, actually.
So do you do an Easter hunt for...
Well, no, we just chuck eggs in the backyard, really. It's about as much effort as we do.
I think my parents did it once, and then they were just like, oh, you know what? Nah, it's too hard. Even though, and I think in Perth, if it's a hot day at Easter.
Well, you got to be quick because they melt, don't they, darling? They melt, sweetheart.
Absolutely.
Now, darling, so you're doing Easter Parade.
Yes.
Maybe I'll talk about what I've been doing.
Please.
After these messages.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Joy.
Joy. 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Dolly on Joy 94.9. Yes. And we're wondering tonight, what makes you laugh? SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call. Jerry's at the front desk on 1300. Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. We've already even had a shout out, and it's someone's anonymous has said Judith Lucy generally makes this person laugh, Ace Ventura always, Danny Boy mostly, but I get distracted because he's a bit hot. I think that's a homosexual who sent that one through, Dolly darling.
That was Jerry, wasn't it?
There was Jerry.
It's turning into a stalker now. Get lost.
So, Dolly, you were about to tell me about your big week.
Oh, darling. Huge. They don't get much bigger in my life. Sweetheart, have you ever heard of Hanging Rock?
Oh, Picnic and Hanging Rock.
Have you ever climbed up there, darling?
Yes.
What a little mystery that was, the little
Can
picnic
I say,
and Hanging Rock. What?
Have you climbed Hanging Rock?
Well, I did on the weekend.
What did you think?
Well, you climb it and you know, it's quite steep. There's quite a few
rocks.
But did you get off the trail, darling, off the beaten trail? Or did you just climb up the trail?
No, I did the trail a bit.
Did you get off the beaten track, darling?
No, I was looking. I kept on saying, Miranda.
The film. What a spooky little film that was, darling. You know, it wasn't really based on anything, though.
No, it wasn't. And I didn't like how years later...
It was Chinese Whispers, wasn't it, that it was?
Yeah, well, it was. I think there was always that element of mystery about what happened to the girls. And then years later, they wrote another chapter to say that they were taken off to a mythical land. I don't think they needed to do it. I think sometimes it should be left to the reader's imagination.
Yes, nothing wrong with that, is there?
Because we're not idiots.
We're not idiots.
Well, we're not all idiots.
Not all of us, darling.
No.
Not us, anyway.
No.
Anyway, on the rock, it gets quite squeezy if you get off the beaten track. And we're on a small rock in a crevice, right?
Yes.
And there's nowhere to go. Absolutely nowhere to go. It's just like a bee's dick of a crevice.
Yes.
Right? And then this couple appears. Like, you just turn around. They just appeared. Right? Okay?
Yes.
They're off the beaten track, right?
Yes.
And so I say, you know, there's nothing here.
Yes.
Because, like, we're on the spot. And it was just a rock and it was just on the edge, right?
Yes.
And then he smiles at me and he says, only the top.
What?
Like it's a big deal. So like it was really creepy. So I say, well, you know, and I just looked at him and I go, well, you know, and then I just realised like he wanted to be where we were. Like he was a metre away from us and he wanted to be where we were.
But why?
In a narrow crevice.
But
between
why?
Because it was only the top. He wanted to be on the top. So I just said, well, look, if would you mind letting us out first? You know? Then you can come. Just get out the way, right? Would you mind? So, look, rather than reversing down.
Yes.
Do you know what he does?
He pushes through.
No, he just leans to one side of the crevice.
Oh, are you for real?
So we've got to scrape past him, like being on a tram or something.
You know what you should have done?
Rock. We've got to scrape past him.
You should have accidentally pushed him. Pushed him down the hill. No one would have known.
That's 300 rocks there, darling.
Oh, no, darling.
And he's got to choose the rock that we're
rock.
On.
That rock.
Get stuffed, idiot. Should we play another song?
Let's play another song. Dolly, what other little gem you've dug up for tonight?
Digging up, darling.
Yes.
Digging up, sweetie.
A couple of discos.
I've got France Jolie. Oh, this is called Come To Me.
Now, this is our recommendation. And because it's always the Disco Appreciation Society. We love hearing from them. Mm-hmm. And this is for you this week, Wes and the gang at the Disco Appreciation Society. You're on Joy 94.9
Come
with
to
the
me.
Catching Up crew.
Thank you.
Come to me when there's nobody else around. Come to me, I'm still waiting, open arms for you. Come to me, 'cause I will comfort you when you've no one to turn to.
Joy 94.9.
We've got a very special guest on the way from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We've got a couple of minutes on the phone.
Oh,
did
hello.
You like that?
That would be
screaming going on in there. Yeah,
that would be welcome, the wonderful Anne Edmonds, and she's got this fabulous new show starting this Thursday. It's called The Quartered Cabbage. It's at the Town Hall. Anne, welcome.
Hello, Brett. Hello.
Hello,
Dolly. How
darling.
Are
how are you? Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
When are you starting this week, are you?
Yes, on Thursday night. Oh, yes.
Nipples to the wind. Well, nipples to the cabbage.
Yes. Yeah.
Nipples on the cabbage.
Now, Anne, some of your shows have already been, they've been about you singing songs, which I absolutely adore. And we've got a song we're going to play of yours later on in the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But this is slightly different, The Quartered Cabbage, isn't it?
Well, it's still got songs in it, but this show is actually a character show. So I'm playing four characters who have all bought a quarter of the same cabbage. But of course, some of them sing because why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Goodness me, yeah. So you do four different characters?
Yeah, I'm playing four different characters.
Four different quarters, yeah. Is that right?
Yes, four different purchases of cabbage.
And are there new out with little quick changes in between? Or
yeah, I've got...
Goodness me.
Yeah,
it's like a theatre production.
Yeah, it's more of a play this year. It's
right.
A drama section.
Oh,
thanks
fantastic.
Very much.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
Now, some of these characters have, for people who've been to other shows of yours, possibly have they had a little bit of a mention in the past?
Yeah, they will have. They've popped up in shows, definitely,
yes.
Here and there.
Yes.
In little bits. But this is their first time on stage in character, you know, getting a good 10-minute go at it each.
Yeah.
So I'm letting them loose.
Oh, my goodness.
Have we got an insight into any of the characters, darling, or are you...
I'm sure you might have seen Rebecca in one of my shows. Rebecca,
yes.
Who talks like that? And everything goes wrong for her at work, mate. It's not her fault.
Oh, I love Rebecca, because whatever she does, it just... Yeah, it doesn't work out for
doesn't
it, darling.
Go right.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
And I've always loved how you've interpreted our older Australians, Anne.
Yes, John Watts is going
John
to be in
Watts.
This.
You're doing
John
a male
Watts
one.
Is, Yeah, doesn't understand a lot of things about the internet and just why things are happening. You know, poor old John. He's in the show.
He's a bit left out, is he, old John, with technology?
Yeah, a little bit. And he makes phone calls and has a good time.
Oh, bless.
Makes phone calls?
Yeah, he gets on the blower a bit. You
Does
know, how old people like to ring around.
Yeah.
Or just rings around for the hell of it.
Yeah, just rings around. Yeah.
And is the other two characters, are they brand new characters? Have we got
one of them is brand new? Yes, there's a Brunswick mother of one.
Okay.
Who's investigating herself.
Well, that's not right because at Brunswick they'd have more than one, wouldn't they, darling?
No, normally they've got one and it's gifted. That's my experience.
Oh, right. So is this...
They've had that one at age 40 and that's all they're having.
Oh, she's talking about me now.
Would this be a type of mother that might drink a particular type of tea? Definitely, definitely soy in her tea, in her soy latte?
Might be having a midlife crisis related to...
Definitely me. I don't drink soy, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and what's her name, darling? What's her name?
She calls herself Justice, but I think she was christened Justine. But
Justine. Right.
I might have heard a little bit of Justice. I'm not going to spoil her last name.
No.
But I think it rings a few bells.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's, politically up there, is she?
Yes.
Or out there?
She tries to be. She's pretty focused. So
yes.
Mm. Yeah, and the fourth is someone called the mental elf. So I'll just leave that one for the show. That's that's probably never going to make sense, even in the show. But
okay. Yeah, you kind of lost me there, actually.
And how much work do...
Visual thing.
For those of us who only dream of putting on a play or something for the Melbourne Comedy Festival, how much work does actually go into putting a show together for the Comedy Festival?
Oh, quite a lot. This one I started, I reckon, in December.
Wow.
It's not constant. You're not constantly working on it, but you're constantly worried by it and traumatised by it and, it's always there.
Yeah.
Giving you guilt. And, and then there's this last-minute run-up to the festival and the trial shows and the working on it sort of all day long and then the buying of props. And, it's quite a big job.
Yeah.
Now, who's your director? Haven't you got a... Didn't we talk to the director?
Andrea Powell.
Yes, Ethel Chopp.
Yeah, who's otherwise known as Ethel Chopp.
Yeah, we had her on a couple of shows ago, Ethel.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Mm. So she's an excellent person to have for character comedy, as you can imagine. She's brilliant. Yeah, so it's been good.
Now, you're normally joined with all your shows. You're normally joined by the fabulous Amy Bennett, who is your, can we say, pianist?
She's my pianist,
Yes, because we love pianists catching up. Now, is she joining you on the Quartered Cabbage?
No, unfortunately not. There's music in it, but not enough to probably justify her having to drag herself to the town hall every night for a month. So we've done it as backing tracks this year. So it'll be one thing I think I'm going to feel quite sad about because Amy and I are also great mates.
Yes.
And we just love... I mean, we love being on stage together, but we also love the gin and tonic before and after and all that,
Well, Andrea should be able to help you out.
Oh, well, we'll definitely have a gin. I tell you what, we'll definitely have a G&T after the Thursday night show because I'm really looking forward to it this Thursday night. And
You're going to be nervous about the opening show, darling?
Oh, I'll be sick.
You will, yeah.
But I'll get through it. It'll be all right.
Have you done any previews or anything like that?
Yeah, I did a trial show about a week ago now.
And how'd that go?
Yeah, that went well. So
All of your family laughed, did they?
I don't normally get family in for that. They're often the worst kind of audience. But that went well. We got laughs and fixed a few things and off and racing, I think.
And look, what a great boon for you to appear at the town hall as well.
Yes, it's good in there.
She was in the gala the other night, weren't you, darling?
I did do that, yes.
Fantastic job too, I heard that you did.
Yes, it was good fun.
Fantastic, And how long's the show on for again?
It's on for a month, so it opens on What is the date of Thursday, I wonder? 28th.
The 28th, March, yep.
And it finishes on Sunday the 22nd of April. So
wow.
No shortage of shows to come along and see if you're interested.
Oh, my goodness. And obviously, if anyone's interested, they can just go to the Melbourne Comedy Festival site.
Yes.
And please book in, because we love Anne Edmonds here at Catching Up. You are always a hoot. We're going to, Anne, after the next song, we're actually going to replay.
No, we might play her song now, darling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We might play your song now. We were going to save it for later, but we've got the old netball song that we loved from last year. And I hope you have a fantastic time at the festival.
Thanks, Brett.
And best of luck. Break a leg.
Thank you. See you for a G&T on Thursday afterwards.
Best
please,
of luck,
sweetheart.
Darling.
Okay.
See you, darling.
Bye. Here she is. This is netball song.
This is from the interview that we did with Anne last year.
Okay.
After she came back
tonight,
from the Fringe Festival.
My banjo, Stephen. He's here. That's him there. And I was gonna play you a little song first.
Yes.
But first, it needs a little bit of. I'll have to provide a little bit of context.
Little storyline.
Do tell, Anne. Do tell.
That I'm laughing because the microphone is down towards my crutch, and Brett just leant down there to speak
into it.
It's
quite awkward, isn't it?
It's quite a nice moment for us.
It wasn't going to be the first or the last time, you know that, Anne.
I thought you guys were cousins. What's going on?
Long story.
Now this song I wrote. Now when I was I lived in the country for a while. Are any of you rural?
Oh, look, Dolly's a bit.
Well, in Queensland, that's rural.
Queensland. Yeah. I thought you'd get racist. I couldn't.
Same thing.
She's trying. She's working.
When I was about, I think I was about 26, I moved to the country, right? Now, I don't know if you guys know, in small rural communities, it's quite difficult to make friends.
Yes.
I just find it difficult everywhere.
So I decided to join one of the local netball teams, right? Because that's your way in the country.
Mm, totally.
But I didn't really fit in there with the women, you know, like... When they were all having a bourbon and coke in a can directly after the game,
I'd be
having a wine in a plastic cup, right?
And sophisticated, nice.
Oh, la-di-da.
Yeah, sophisticated.
Look at you with your ears and grapes.
Yeah, who does she think she is?
Oh, have a look at her. Look at this mate. Have a look at Madam. Right, mm-hmm. So anyway, there was an end-of-season netball trip organised, right, with the girls. So I agreed to go, you know, so they might like me a bit more. I've done a lot of things for that reason. And this is where I normally say, including anal sex. But I won't say it. Oh, I've said it too late. anyway, we all went over the border from Mount Gambier to Warrnambool, which is nearby. And Warrnambool, from Mount Gambier, Warrnambool, it seems a little bit... It's like New York, pretty much.
Right.
They've got Sports Girl. They've got everything.
Yeah.
So we went over. Now, there are a number of humiliations that happened on this trip.
Yes.
Right, particularly to me. Now, I'll tell you about one of the things that happened, right, was Pam, the captain, lined us all up at the beginning of one of our nights out and made us squash our breasts together and went along riding on our boobs in a text that, if you're staring at my tits, please buy me a vodka cruiser. All
right. Did that work?
It's actually quite effective.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Good bit of marketing, that, isn't it?
Yeah, get that T-shirt done. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll sum up for you these. So they bullied, they were kind of picking on me.
Mm. Oh,
or they left me out. I wasn't really in the group.
Mm.
And I'm going to sum up the women for you, right, in a series of sound bites, because I need to paint a picture of who we were dealing with. All right? So here's a little sample. I'm going hard tonight. I'm backing it up again. Just vomit, Pam, and then keep drinking. I know you've slept with my husband, Jenny. Everybody knows. When are you going to admit it so I can fight you? Nah, I touched his cock first. That means I win the slab. Get stuff! Get it out! Get it out of my ass!
We've just been taken off
was
the air.
Was that the vodka cruiser?
No, that last one was me.
Sorry, I do apologise to my nephews and my nieces listening tonight.
It's a clean shot.
Anyway, when I got back to Mount Gambier, I wrote this song.
Good on you.
And I'm sorry for the long story, but I needed to...
Set it up.
Set it up.
Paint a picture.
So here's the song I wrote about those women. Here we go. As far as I'm aware, you're all married and have kids. So that's why I was surprised when you did what you did. such lovely memories to share with our loved ones who weren't there in Warrnambool on our skanky netball trip. All right, here we go. And Pam, was that a man or just a 16-year-old boy? It was hard to know because the lights were low in the nightclub's dirty toilet. And Kate, were you all right in the middle of the night? Well, we saw you there in your underwear with that bloke who was covered in your vomit. And Jenny, was that a horse? Oh, a donkey. Well, of course. Well, we didn't hear a peep for the rest of the week out of you. You must have really enjoyed it. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. And Danny, you were fun. No, we all wanted to see your bum. When you did that dance and you lost your pants for that bloke who gave you $15. And Mary, you went flying by in a taxi with that Swedish guy. And your boobs were out and we all heard you shout, "Stop it! But I see you're still together now, and I think that's just terrific. All right, all together, you guys in the studio. Right, you know, yeah, now, yes, ready? Yes. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. Whisper, happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. There you go.
Ethel Chop here. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Idiot.
Oh, I can't sing as good as her, though. God. Sasquatch, nine-piece band, darling, from Melbourne. Nine-piece, sweetie.
That was brilliant.
Isn't it fantastic?
Look at you screaming into the microphone.
2012,
tonight.
That was the second single off their debut album, and they're a little Melbourne band, so... Sasquatch. Watch out for them, kids.
They did an amazing job. Hey, we've got a... we're obviously talking...
I call us old, darling. Oh. I mean, I know people think we play old music, but every now and then we slip one in, don't we, sweetheart?
That's what you got to do. What makes you laugh, Dolly?
Yeah, well, I said that before
us.
You.
We've said that.
Yes,
we've done that tonight.
Myself.
We've still got a chance. If you want to send us in something, what makes you laugh? 0427 Joy 949. Yes. Give us a call on 1300 Joy 949. Or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Rightio.
But we've got another song to play, haven't we, darling?
I was just going to play it anyway and see how long you lasted.
Oh, another
talking.
Waka waka. What is it, doll?
Damon Harris. We're going back to 1978. Oh, no, I've played this one. Oh, look, the viewers wouldn't have known, though. I was just testing.
Oh, my God. What is with us tonight,
I'm
Dolly?
I'm just on to it tonight, aren't I?
We are all over the shop tonight. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I wanted to play this one from 1977.
Okay, well, we'll play this one instead.
It's called How Long. How long can the viewers hang around for, do you think? How much longer do they have to put up with us?
Oh, I love this already, Dolly.
Yeah, Jay Barnes. How long has this been going on, Brett?
And you're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Brett and Dolly on Catching Up this wonderful Tuesday evening at Joy 94.9. And it's that time again where we've almost run out of time for our show, doll.
That time again when little Jamie's going to pop on a plane.
I know.
From
Jamie,
Singapore.
Jamie will be back next
week. Bye-bye, Jamie.
But then you're away camping?
Yes, I'm camping, darling. Oh, how camp is that? But it's not really camp at all, is it, when you think about it? It's quite tragic and cheap.
Is a little bit sad.
It's going to be clearly... good fun.
Hey, look, I want to wish you a big happy Easter.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes.
You too.
I'm going to...
Happy Easter, Bonnet.
Think of me at the Easter parade with my bon.
The Easter parade.
With my bon.
When is that, darling? You're doing that on Sunday?
No, that's Friday.
Friday. All right.
Obviously, Sci-Fi and Screen is coming up next, guys, from 10 to 11. Sonia and her gang, her posse, always have something interesting on their show. Next week for us, the wonderful, to continue our theme of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we've got another wonderful guest. We've got the fabulous Wes Snelling, who is a Tuesday Drive presenter here. He normally does Tuesday
Cheek. He's going to come in for a chat, is he?
He's going to come in for a chat and talk about his new show in the Comedy Festival.
Really?
And, you know, we love supporting GLBTI artists.
We do, and especially Joy volunteers. We even love even more, don't we, darling?
What's playing us out tonight, doll?
A little bit of, well, you know what, Brett? I'll be around.
I'll be there for you.
But I'll be around.
Dolly, see you in 2 weeks' time. But everyone else, we will be back next week with Catching Up. It's been Brett.
And it's been Dolly. Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.